I looked it over, defeated. I can do everything but get one of my family members' blood, I said sadly.
Why?
He asked, puzzled. Because I don't have any family, I responded calmly. He smiled and put a hand on my back. Of course you do. You have a fairy godmother, I stared at him. He must have lost his mind.
I have a what now? I questioned.
A fairy godmother, he responded, pausing after each word. God, you're crazy, I said, not believing what he was saying. Yes, thank God, he ushered. Thank gods, I asked, confused. Artemis, she's your fairy godmother, he explained. My face contorted. Are you okay? I asked him. Yeah, I'm fine, are you okay? He responded. Barely. So you're telling me all I need to do is go up to heaven, find my fairy godmother, and ask for her blood? Yeah, that sounds easy, I said sarcastically. No, you don't have to do all that. It's simple. All you have to do is yell, Artemis! He said, yelling her name at the end. He yelled it so loudly that the trees around us shook violently.